Hello and welcome to Magic Matters. We are again on location. We'll explain that. But first things first, my name is Dunny.
And my name is Erica.
We are so glad to have you here today. Welcome to Magic Matters. If you don't already do so, follow us on social, Magic Matters Pod. Follow us on all the things. We would love to be able to connect with you at all times. We also want to give a shout out to our producer, Light Strong Media. Jaleesa is not with us today, but she is with us in our hearts.
Yes, she's left us to film ourselves.
We're sorry in advance, Jaleesa, for everything.
We hope this is good.
We have high hopes, high aspirations.
Yes.
We are here in the Morocco Pavilion today in Epcot. We did absolutely film episode 5 already.
Yes. She was part of the audio issue that we were having. But don't worry, Light Strong Media, she's got us. Guess who got us a new mic? Light Strong Media. We love her.
So we're good to go. We'll be back in studio next episode. But listen, it's a lot of fun to be on location. And if you didn't watch episode 4, we actually were on location in Disney Springs.
Yes.
So definitely go back.
And
not
that
right
was
now,
fun.
But later. Go back.
After this.
It was so much fun. But listen, Erica, you have got cards ready for us. And we have things to discuss.
We do. We have a couple of things to discuss here. If you haven't read the title, this is our D23 episode. So our little check-in is going to be a little different than normal, because my check-in question is, how is your Disney heart after D23?
Friends, pull up a chair. This is like our D23 support group.
Yes.
Okay. If you watched, or if you didn't watch, you know, there were some pretty big things announced on the parks panel. And talking about how is my heart after, it's mixed. It's a bit of a mixed bag, if I'm really honest. Mm-hmm. Like, there were things that were announced by Josh tomorrow that I was excited about. And there are other things that I'm like, oh gosh, like you could just kind of feel the air leave the room. And I felt that in my heart. And we'll get to talking about that. But it's my heart is okay. My heart's okay. Listen, as Disney fans, we have to expect this, right? Marty Sklar told us the parks are not museums.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to change. So I think we all know that we kind of have to hold on loosely to our favorite things.
Yeah.
Knowing that at any time they could be changed. But how's your heart after all the announcements?
It feels like it's been revived. My Disney heart is
very happy. Okay.
For one reason only, Nighttime Parade at Magic Kingdom.
The angels are singing.
My Disney heart feels really good after D23, honestly. I was really nervous going into it because I was not sure what to expect. And I was just hoping that like all of my wishes and dreams could come true, but I know sometimes that doesn't happen. So I was really hoping that Disney would listen to me, and they did.
They did.
They listened just to me.
A nighttime parade is coming back to the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
It's going to be brand spanking new, and we are going to learn well, and we'll get to behold its glory and just bask in its glow.
Very soon.
Can't wait.
So with that being said, let's talk about our favorite announcements from D23. I'm going to have you go first.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take that and run with it. Really, cream of the crop, top of the pile for me. It are the additional ships that are coming to Disney Cruise Line.
Okay.
So 4 new ships between 2027 and 2031. I personally can't wait to watch this unfold, because like, what itineraries are they going to do?
Yeah.
And what are they going to look like? Listen, I'm not a huge fan of the Wish. I'm not. I love getting to be on any Disney Cruise Line ship. So, and Lord willing, I'll get to go back soon. So if it's on the Wish, I'm going to take it and run with it. But if I have a choice between the Wish and the Dream or the Fantasy, I'm picking Dream or Fantasy every time, because they feel more like old school nautical, what we're used to with Disney Cruise Line. And so, but I'm really excited. I'm excited to see when exactly each one of them comes online, what the layout is like, and then where are they, where's the birth going to be? Like, are they birthing at, porting at Fort Lauderdale or Canaveral or where? So that's cream of the crop.
Yeah. I'm interested to see where they're going to put all those ships.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, I'm top three. Always.
Okay. Of course you do.
So, the obvious one is the new parade coming to Magic Kingdom, Starlight. And that really makes me think that there is going to be some callbacks to Wishes with the name Starlight. So Wishes. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Because I love Happily Ever After. It's my favorite fireworks show that exists right now.
It's your favorite that exists.
Yeah,
I like that.
Because my
like
favorite that. Ever is Illuminations.
Bless.
Yeah.
Bless us all. Oh, a breeze. Speaking of blessing us all, a breeze just came through. Thank you.
Thank you. We needed
it's
that.
It's hot. It is. It's hot today.
But I do at times miss Wishes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to see that the Blue Fairy is going to be, you know, using her magic for this parade. Like, I don't know. Everything just feels right about this parade.
It really does.
And friends, this is coming next summer. Which means, like, Disney's have to start, like, holding auditions in January, start getting rehearsals. And so this is coming sooner than we think it is.
Yeah.
It'll be here before we know it. My second one is the Dinoland redo. I am so happy for that because I love Encanto. I think it is a movie that represents my culture, even though it's not in the country that my family is from. But it's close enough.
You'll take it.
Yeah, because, like, with Coco, Mexican culture is so different than, like, Cuban culture and, like, Caribbean culture. But in Encanto, like, the culture that they're representing there in Latin America and Colombia, like, it's very similar in some ways. So I'm excited to see that come to life. But also, there has not been a day that's gone by since I've left Disneyland a year ago that I haven't thought about the Indiana Jones attraction. So I am extremely excited to have our own version of an Indiana Jones attraction. I think it's going to be a really fun time. This third one, Denny's not going to love it. I'm very excited for Cars coming to Magic Kingdom. I really think it's going to spice up the area, add some life to the area, and just really progress the area into a better horizon. Because the storytelling that's been in that area hasn't been very kind to Native Americans. And I just think it's time to move on to a better story where we highlight, you know, the terrain of our country, you know, and moving out west and seeing how, you know, we look at Tiana's Bayou Adventure and we see the bayou, the swamp, very reminiscent of, like, Florida. But then we start to see, you know, Big Thunder Mountain with the orange and red colors and experiencing the different terrain. And so I'm excited to see how they're going to really infuse this story into the Magic Kingdom. And I'm very excited about it. I'm also a huge Cars fan. I love Cars, love the movie, love everything about Cars. So I'm very excited. On my notes, it literally says, I love Cars with a little heart.
Heart. Listen, just two. Going back to number two and three on your list, if they can capture just a fragment of the magic that they captured in Cars Land in DCA, whatever comes to Frontierland will absolutely be magic. It will. I walk down Route 66 in Cars Land and the neon glowing, it's so mesmerizing and just fun. There's so much energy there. So if they bring some of the energy to Frontierland, that would be great. We'll get to my feelings on what will pay the price, of Cars coming to Frontierland, but also, I'm super excited that for, you know, transitioning over to Animal Kingdom and what's coming to Dinoland, now being the Tropical Americas, I'm excited that we'll have Casita.
Yeah, the Casita's going to look so beautiful there.
Cannot wait for Casita. The fact that will be there will be, I mean, just, I feel like it's going to be a joyous area. How could it not be?
I think it's going to be such a fun, like, bright space, and you know, it's time for that.
Oh, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. And the snacking possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
The food's gonna be, if they don't have arepas, I'm going to lose my mind.
Buñuelos and arepas.
That's, we need arepas. We need empanadas. Mm. We need, like, give me all of the Latin American food. Oh, yeah. So good.
And Disney has released Encanto-inspired recipes for both the buñuelos and the arepas. So, and I've actually gotten to make them, and they were good. So if they bring those, just make your recipe, Disney. Bring them to Animal Kingdom. We will be so happy, and we will be there.
And, like, Animal Kingdom has so many hidden gems food-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, if you had to ask me the best food parks, it's going to be Epcot Animal Kingdom. I think they have the best food. So to add another section of good food, oh, you can't go wrong.
I do want to say, you know, to you, Chester and Hester's, it's sad that we're going to be losing that merchandise location, which if you really stop and take a look around, it's so heavily themed, beautifully themed. It's so kitschy and quirky, and it's like done, it's all done with a wink and a nod. Like, they totally know they're being so on the nose about this, but it's so good, and I will honestly miss that.
Yeah, I like that store. And that bathroom has a lot of stalls in it. It's a good, like, spacious bathroom, so hopefully they keep that.
You can take your pick
at yes.
Dinoland bathrooms.
So the next question I had, moving on from favorites, is like, were there any announcements that made you just kind of like go, I'm a little confused about that one? And like, just give yourself a little like head tilt. Mm-hmm. Were there any of those for you?
Yeah, it was, now of course, Josh isn't going to say, pull up a chair, friends, I will tell you everything right in this moment. He's not going to go, you know, let me go down the list and tell you all the good things and what's going to happen as a result. Listen, we're all adults, and we know that if something new is coming, very likely we're going to lose something. And so in his announcement during the parks panel, he said cars are coming to Frontierland, to Magic Kingdom's Frontierland, and that it would be utilizing a reimagined area. And I went, a reimagined area. He said a reimagined area. That's the minute
Denny's heart stopped.
Exactly. That means we're losing something. And for me, I am sad that we are losing Tom Sawyer Island. It's a favorite of mine. I enjoy going out there. I like the process of getting out there on the raft. I just think it's very unique. I love traversing the whole island. That barrel bridge, I fear for my life every time I go over it. And that's part of the fun quirkiness of Tom Sawyer Island. And I love the audio animatronics out at Fort Langhorne. Like, I've climbed up all those little staircases and looked at everything from above. I really like that. That being said, I hold in tension the fact that accessibility is not good on Tom Sawyer Island. It is not an attraction that every guest can explore. And for me, that's sad. So I understand that space could be better utilized and better, it can accommodate everyone. We have a drip that's coming down.
Fine.
It just got me on the side of the face, and it's cooling Erica's shoulder right now.
It feels great.
So funny. It's a water effect here in Morocco. But so yes, I'm gonna miss that. Mm-hmm. I know something accessible for everyone would be great. I am most upset about the Liberty Bell riverboat.
That's the only thing I have feelings about.
It is just a bummer that great, beautiful ship is not going to be plying the rivers of America anymore.
But hear me out, Disney. Yes. Put on your listening ears real quick. I think there could be a cool, fun way to keep her existence.
Okay.
If there was a way to plop her somewhere in the new villains land that's coming and have that be Dr. Facilier's like little ship that he's got going on, because you know the bayou, he's a villain, right? Okay.
Right.
And like have that, like you step aboard that and you cross into the villains land. Somehow just plop her in there somewhere. Right. And it's like, we don't need to get rid of her.
No, we don't need
to
get rid of her.
Repurpose her for something else. Yeah. because I was at Magic Kingdom the other day and I was like, I'm going to miss the water.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I'm like, at the same time, it's worth losing the water. But I just hope that we do something with that beautiful boat. We got to put her somewhere.
Yeah. And listen, I know the Imagineers know what they're doing. They're not heartless, you know, monsters. They're just not. So I trust them. But at the same time, I can be sad that we're, that's like original Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. So. For me,
what about you?
My confusion lies on the West Coast over at Disney's California Adventure. Where is Avatar going? Why do we need Avatar in California Adventure? What does Avatar have to do with California other than it a movie that could have been made in California, like in some soundstage somewhere? But I don't understand. And if, let me tell you, when I went to Disneyland last year, I didn't have time to ride the Grizzly water raft ride situation.
I'll be there. River raft.
Yes, that I will be there in November, and if it's 30 degrees outside, I'm still gonna ride it and bring a change of clothes, because if I have to lose that area, I need to fully experience it this year. Because if it's going there, I'm upset and confused as to why, because it does not match the hotel entrance for Grand Californian at all, unless they fully completely close that, but then you're losing a big perk of that resort. So I just have questions. I would like a map with everything laid out, because I just have questions about that. Very confused about it.
Yeah.
Also confused about the Spaceship Earth Lounge. I needed a little more details on where that's going. I was also confused with just him talking about the Pirates Lounge. I was hoping for some kind of menu, maybe hint at a menu, or the rules of the alcohol situation, because there is alcohol in the Magic Kingdom, only at sit-down restaurants. You cannot leave a restaurant with alcohol in your hand. So am I going to have to act like the alcohol police and stand at the front of the tavern and be like, hey, you cannot step out with that beer in your hand
into
the park?
Friend.
Because I'm all about, go ahead, grab a drink. But maybe let's not treat it like it's Epcot and walk around with it in our hand at the Magic Kingdom. Enjoy your time at the tavern and then skedaddle and get out of there. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted a little more information on that instead of just like a little reminder. But I know that they can't give us everything.
No.
But those were the two things that really I was like,
I know.
I
know. These are so hard. This is so difficult. Yeah. Okay. What was your least favorite announcement, if you have one?
This is just petty. This is just me being petty. And I was very upset during the portion where they were talking about World of Frozen going to Disney Adventure World over in Disneyland Paris. I was only upset about it because I want it here. I mean, it gives me a reason to go to Disneyland Paris, but I would do anything to have a Frozen World situation here. Because, let me tell you, the ride we have here at the Norway Pavilion, it could be so much better than what it is. The animatronics, they're not the best. They could be better. I wish we gave the movie that changed so many people's lives and the animation world so much a little more love here at Walt Disney World, other than the sing-along and getting rid of Maelstrom. So I was just a little like, I always hate seeing the different Frozen stuff going around the world. It just makes me a little upset, because I wish we could have it. But that's just me being petty.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Listen, we were in Disneyland Paris this time last year, and they had construction walls up, and you could hear them moving earth on the other side of the walls, like right next to their Toy Story attractions. And it was so cool to know, Frozen's going here. Listen, that park needs it. The former Walt Disney Studios park, now Disney Adventure World, needs all the help it can get. I love Chez Remy, the restaurant.
Very cute restaurant.
Yes, ride the attraction, savor it, but it is a very disjointed park.
Yeah.
So anything that they can give it to give it a shot in the arm is going to be a great, great thing. For me, the announcement, least favorite announcement for me would be definitely what's happening to Frontierland. And that's probably me just fretting a little bit more than I have to. I, generally speaking, I like what the Imagineers do in the parks. Like,
yeah.
The end result, I usually like. So I don't gotta freak out about it. That being said, this one makes me a little sad.
Yeah, yeah. I have big faith in the Imagineers. Mm-hmm. We always get worried when we lose things that we love, mm-hmm. but the end result, always good.
Mm-hmm.
Our last little topic here.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest surprise of all the announcements. What surprised you the most?
You go first. Let me think.
Mine is Villains Land. It is something that the fandom has dreamed about, has rumored about for mm-hmm. so long, having a Villains Land at the Magic Kingdom or having a fifth gate just for a Villains Park.
Right.
It has been so talked about. And I was like, guys, it's never going to happen. Like, just put it to rest. And then here we go. They leave it to the very end of this presentation. And I'm like, hey, Villains Land coming yeah. to the Magic Kingdom. Where? Not sure. But probably beyond Big Thunder Mountain, which means, unfortunately, our beloved train's going to close for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's...
Unfortunately.
Again.
But I was very surprised by that announcement. Very.
Me too, to be honest. The parks panel was late at night.
So
I
late.
Had gone to bed. I had to work early the next morning. And so I woke up to the announcement about Villains Land and went, okay, all right. To be honest, I feel like they were kind of, I think they're in a game of chicken with Universal. They have been for forever.
Oh, yeah.
And I think without Epic Universe coming, I don't know that they would have done.
They would have kept it on the back burner for a couple more years.
Yeah.
But the concept art of Villains Land
mm-hmm.
really reminded me of Dark Universe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Maleficent is one of my all-time favorite Disney characters. So, as much Maleficent as you can give me.
Oh, the better.
The better. But I would agree with you.
Yeah.
That's my biggest announcement from D23.
Yeah,
the one
I just
that...
think it really, like, I just really didn't expect it. And to me, that was just wild.
Just think of all the merch.
Oh, I know.
That we'll get
also,
to.
I was literally just talking to our friend Mike about how if they don't incorporate that land into the future Mickey Not-So-Scary parties... to be something big, they're missing out.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have to do something big there.
Oh, absolutely. And this just, when I talked about merch, what just came to mind was, you know how we have all the princess dresses and costumes for kids? What if we have the villain dresses and costumes, Dr. Facilier?
What about a Bibbidi-Bobbidi-Boo-Boutique, but for the villains?
Bibbidi-Bobbidi-Boo-Boutique. Trademark.
Yes, trademark it right now. That would be so cool.
That would be. I'm even more excited now.
I know.
And the food. Villains themed food.
Oh, yeah.
Disney has an entire villains themed cookbook, so they can do villains themed food. They can do it.
Come on, Disney. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I have for today.
Me too. This sounds great. So, do we need to ask them some questions, Erica?
Yeah. So, we just answered a bunch of questions, and now clearly you have to answer them. So, one, I want to know, how's your Disney heart after D23? We need to know. What was your favorite announcements from mm-hmm. D23?
Mm-hmm.
What announcements made you confused or made you just tilt your head and be like, why?
Yeah.
We also need to know your least favorite announcement mm-hmm. because that's important. And what was the announcement that made you the most surprised? Those are our questions for you.
So please answer those down in the comments, and we love to hear your answers. We'll chime in as we bop in there. So, and let's all have a conversation together because listen, we are all in this together. Okay. We get to be the fans that we get to be here, and this is a safe space.
Yes.
So you tell us honestly, answers to all those, and we can't wait to read them. Thank you so much for watching today. Of course, please, if you enjoyed this at all, please give it a like, please subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you will know when we put up a new episode. Also, you can follow along for fun from both Erica and me. You can find me at Denny_Sunderly on Instagram and YouTube.
And you can find me at Healthy Dose of Disney literally everywhere, from YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. I'm trying to use TikTok more, Threads. Mm-hmm. I'm all over the place. It's a fun time. And please make sure to check out her channel, because today we are recording our food and wine experience, and that's going to be over there. So make sure you check that out.
We have food to eat.
Yeah, we have a lot of food to go eat now, because mm-hmm. the booth should be open now. It is time to party.
Yay, so exciting. So we thank you so much for stopping by. We had so much fun. Huge shout out again to our producer and editor, Jaleesa from yes. Light Strong Media. You can follow her on social. And we just want to say, from the magic of Epcot to your living room, office, car, wherever you are following along, whether you're listening or watching, just remember that the magic matters.